This is Adelaide's Coast of M. Do you remember that one? Pete Shelley and Love Me, Love My Dog, and Cat Stevens. He just loves his dog as well. It's 12 minutes after 11 o'clock. Now, my next guest this morning was a regular Fringe performer with a unique brand of music and comedy before COVID hit, but she's back this year all the way from Germany with her new show. And if you're a dog lover, like most of us, you'll find it very interesting. We haven't had a chat for a while, but I have her on the line. Welcome back to Coast FM, Sylvia Bricco.
Hello, Steve.
Nice to...
Oh, it's good to hear your voice again. Yeah. I looked it up. It's been 4 years now since we talked last time.
Yes. Where has that gone?
Wow. Well, yeah, so, I know where. Yeah. It's gone.
So let's get straight into it. Talk about the new show called Fur Baby, and I believe it came about by you being a dog owner for the first time during COVID. Is that correct?
Well, I actually had Audrey, that's her name. She's a Weimaraner. Before COVID.
Okay.
So she became part of our residential community in January 2020, shortly after my last travel to Australia, and shortly before the virus sort of started. But before, I had Lola, her mom, being my, I think you say, foster dog. Do you say that?
Yes.
She's my friend's dog, but I took care of her many times.
Mm-hmm.
And I just fell in love with this beautiful breed. And I watched not only her, but also myself and other mistresses and masters doing incredibly funny things to make our fur babies happy. And so there were heaps of material to put together a show and even write my first book during COVID.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the German title of the show and also the book is Das letzte Kind trägt Fell, which means the last child wears fur. But for my English version of the show, I like the title Fur Baby even more.
Exactly. Yes, I think it's more an Australian title for it, you know?
Yeah, it is. But I hope there will be an English version of the book in future. So if someone is just listening, being or knowing a publisher, just let me know.
Okay. Because dogs are really not a normal subject for musical comedy. So obviously, as you said, a lot of ideas started to form. So what happens in the show?
Well, I brought some sensitive topics to Australia, such as collecting the right pile of poo when your dog immediately moves away from the scene of crime, or resisting Audrey's gaze when she's sitting in front of my table during dinner, or in front of my bed when it's time to go to sleep, or maybe the fact that she's utterly convinced she is a lap dog. So I'm talking and singing my way through all these subjects.
Because the breed of dog, the Weimaraner, it's a fairly large dog, isn't it?
It is a large dog, and it's a hunting dog as well. So, yeah, and she's very active. I'm on walks and all these things and agility and so for 3 hours a day. So it keeps me quite
fit. I think when you are or have been a dog owner and you think back, there are so many amusing things that happen. So I would say audience would relate to the situations that you bring up.
Yeah, well, I think here in Australia you say, you betcha, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I definitely think we've all experienced these funny situations I'm talking about. And when I watch German and Australian mistresses and masters, there's no difference in our behavior. We are just our dog's staff.
We are. Now, we haven't got... I had a dog many years ago, but now we have a grand dog, my stepdaughter's dog, who when they go away, we go and grab him for a while, and he is a Labradoodle, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. My partner's heart has melted over this dog.
Yeah, that's what they do with us.
Mm-hmm. So I would imagine you would have had to leave Audrey, back in Germany due to quarantine and things like that. How tough was that? And is Audrey part of your shows in Europe?
Yes, I had to leave her, not only due to quarantine. Do you say quarantine? Right?
Yeah.
But I also would never take her on a flight in a cargo room. So So, and I really miss her terribly, I can tell you. I guess I've never been so homesick, or say, let's say dog sick. But fortunately, I have lots of beautiful distractions here, as chatting with you and catching up with Aussie family and friends again, enjoying your beautiful nature and people, and of course, presenting Fur Baby in English for the first time.
Terrific. Yeah. And
she is part of my show back in Germany, and also in Belgium and in Austria, and this year as well in Spain for the first time.
Oh.
And on stage she is, for example, doing a little dog dance, but I won't let her be on stage all the time. You know why? Because nobody would look at and listen to me anymore.
Exactly.
Since she's such a showgirl, always trying to attract people's attention. And she just laughs applause.
She sounds like her mum to me.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, so speaking of, you're appearing at the Jade Theatre, which is situated at 142 to 160 Flinders Street in the city. Only two performances. So that's next week on the 14th at 8:30 p.m. and on the 17th at 3:30 in the afternoon. Folks, more details, just go to fringetick.com. Fur Baby, Sylvia Brecco. Sylvia, great chatting. Sorry we couldn't catch up personally. But maybe
next
year when you come back. Okay. And all the best for the couple of shows.
Thank you so much, Steve.
See you, Sylvia.
Thank you for chatting.
My pleasure. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Sylvia Brecco about Fur Baby. As I said, if you're a dog lover, I'm sure you'll find that quite enjoyable. 19 after 11.